Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Mysteries, Miracles, and Mysticism. I'm your host, Vanessa, and I'm so grateful to be here. We've had some technical difficulties trying to get on the show, and I've had to actually go through a different channel to try and resolve this, obviously, but I've been trying to create this show for the last while now, and I've actually had to go through a different channel to actually create this show, so I'm going to keep going, and I am really, really grateful to be doing this. So, titling the show, Are You Missing Something in Your Life? Because I had such interesting dream times and observing my reality speaking to me. I was quite, some of my dream time was felt a bit disturbing to me, and I don't know if any of the beautiful light workers that follow Almeen's work, and just in case anyone who's new to this show is dedicated to Almeen. She's world leading mystic and seer, and she really does help with her beautiful sacred teachings to help humanity break free from belief systems, patterns they may be holding on to, I'm also, you know, she's taught people the Toltec way, and it's also, you know, dream interpretation, how your environment speaks to you through symbols and also the dream time. So when you actually start to see in your reality that there is no difference between the dream time and physicality, all of life begins to speak to you in subtle nuances and sometimes in more direct ways. But a quite interesting journey it has been so far, and an adventurous one, which brings me to my next topic. So the next topic I would like to speak about regarding, you know, I noticed on spiritual journeys, I'm just jumping straight into it because I actually forgot to mention to you that the beautiful song that I just played there, that is from the 18 Elixirs, and that one was called Cherry Blossom. And the 18 Elixirs, they help remove allergies and addictions. And very beautiful, black and white light frequency, it's alchemical sound. So you're help balancing the black and white light frequency, which cancels out illusion. So it's very effective for, you know, people who have illusion or illness or anything like that. It's just incredible. And just hearing her voice again is beautiful. So as I was saying, coming back to, have we been missing something in our lives or in my life or, you know, in your life? And, you know, I suppose we can only, from our journey with Dalmeen, observe what our environment is speaking to us and listening to the subtle nuances and, you know, going within, you know, within ourselves and communicating with our inner family. And in the last, I'd say week or so, I have been really observing my environment, and I started to see there was pictures of people being stuck up, of people missing. And I was observing this, and I was kind of going, that's strange. I've never really seen this before, but this is kind of in my face. And so I observed that there were people missing. And then in my dream time, my son had been away for maybe 2.5 weeks, and in my dream time before he came back home, it felt much, much longer than that. It felt like a good month. And in my dream time, I was actually in Australia, and Australia represents autonomy. And in the dream symbols that you can actually look up on Spiritual Journeys, Almeen gives them as a free gift at www.spiritualjourneys.com, and you go to her diary and you will see, you know, our stuff for free, and you can actually click on those things and you can actually download the beautiful dream symbols at the Dream Dictionary from Almeen. And I actually laminated my one and I made it into a book. And I kind of made it smaller so I can carry it with me in my bag, because if my environment is very much speaking to me in a very strong manner, you know, I want to, I try and remember as much of the dream symbols as I can. But if I can't, at least I have the little dictionary, dream dictionary notebook in my bag, and I can take it out and have a look at it to see what my environment is actually really saying to me. So, yes, in my dream time, apparently I was in Australia, and I was with an old masculine aspect, and I remember my son was with me, and he was a bit younger than what he is now, and he went missing. So I remember I was actually very much searching for him all over Australia. And I woke up feeling quite disturbed about that particular dream time, and, you know, it bothered me a lot. And I wondered as well what was missing regarding the masculine aspect, you know, because it was being shown to me in my, you know, masculine aspect. So, and then what I observed was I was going to work one morning and I couldn't find my dog anywhere. She was also missing. And I'm just trying to basically share with you the divine synchronicities when you're actually walking the sacred journey, how the divine synchronicities speak to you in your reality. And I guess I'm just sharing with you my perspective on things because I truly know nothing. You know, I don't presume to know anything. So, but I'm sharing with you my perspective, and maybe some of you will have a resonance with certain things that happened in your reality at you know, this week or the week gone by, or, you know. So I was going to work and my dog had slept, you know, in my house. I leave her sleep and she sleeps on the second step on the stairs. from the top, and that's her little nook, and she kind of, you know, she cradles in there. And so I was looking for her to put her outside because I was, you know, on my way to work, and I was looking for her and I couldn't find her and I couldn't hear any response from her, and I was like, where is she? So she was nowhere to be found. I hopped in my car, I went looking for her, called her. If she was after being out all night, which sometimes she does get out, and she would be sitting on the front door covered in dew and totally delighted with herself, you know. And I would be able to say, oh, you're having a great time, get in, you know, because, you know, you're not really allowed to have dogs out at night here. So anyway, she's a bit of a cheeky one, but I absolutely love her. So I went off looking for her, and I went driving around to all of these roads in my estate where I live, and couldn't find her, no answer. And then I drove down to the beach, was calling her on the beach, no sign of her. Drove up around other places, came back to my house and realized, oh, I really have to go to work. And I thought, I'll just try one more time. And I just looked in all the rooms of my house and I just couldn't find her. And then the one room I didn't look in was my son's room, because I had closed his bedroom door the night before because he was still away at this stage. But I closed the bedroom door to that room, but she must have snuck into his bedroom and I didn't see. So she was fast asleep on his bed. So when I opened the door, she was standing, she was on his bed, and then she was like standing there, came over and stood there looking at me going, oh, hi. And she looked really sleepy. And I thought, wow, she's been there all along. But my point is, I was, you know, when you start to see, and you know, when your environment starts to speak to you, you know, it really does tell you certain things about, you know, about yourself maybe, or what's happening cosmically and stuff like that. So I realized that, you know, something is missing, or what part of me is missing, you know. And then I saw that Almeen had posted on the diary. I saw she had posted on the diary, you know, our team Almeen had posted on the diary about the inner adventurer, the missing sub-personality. So when I saw this, it, you know, I just thought, wow, because I remember saying, what is going on? What's actually going on? So I just knew there was something missing, and that was how my environment was speaking to me, to tell me that the missing subpersonality, it may not have been expressing properly. It was missing. So let's get an answer to why it was missing. And Almeen very kindly posted the answers, or one of Almeen's team Almeen posted this up for Almeen and for all of her beautiful light family to see. And it says, how did it go missing? And the answer was, when we started taking life at face value, believing in appearances, the adventure of life was lost. It was only seen as a series of hardships. What viewpoint does the inner adventurer offer to deal with the hardships of the world, the essence of manliness? What it means to live up to the often quoted and always misunderstood phrase, act like a man. It means that instead of complaining and whining about your circumstances, respond to it with courage born of a change in attitude. Excuse me. Do women have this aspect too? And the answer is absolutely. All are constructed the same. Gender is determined by emphasis. So that's brilliant, and that's from the upcoming Book of Answers. Now, you can get the sigil for the inner adventurer on this particular page on Almeen's diary, and it's called Act Like a Man, and there's a beautiful sacred sigil there. And I, for one, am eternally grateful for that, really eternally grateful beyond words. I wanted to share with you just the profundity of what happens when you are actually walking that journey. And obviously it was really showing me that something was missing, you know, that maybe the adventure was lost in my life. I don't know. The point is, I was shown it on a massive cosmic scale. And, you know, I guess that's really, I just observed it, you know, because I just thought, yeah, I mean, certain things happened with my car and also again, traveling through my life. And yeah, I you can either complain about these things, or you can see what the message is, and gain the insight and move on from that. And, you know, it's interesting. I was in work and some people were really complaining. And I cut this, you know, beautiful guy's hair, and because I also do hair as well as art, and, you know, the beautiful Belvospital that Amin has brought through. But, you know, it's just really interesting how I connect with this masculine. He was so full of life, full of love, full of enthusiasm, full of joy, full of happiness. And then there were some people complaining. And I remember saying, you know, complaining just doesn't get you anywhere. It just keeps you stuck. It keeps you stuck. And it keeps you stuck in that, you know, in a negative kind of reality, I suppose I would say, complaining and whining. Like, it's not going to change anything. It actually just keeps you stuck. So I'm very grateful for that beautiful sigil. And I just wanted to share with you, obviously, the unfolding that I experienced with that, you know. So without further ado, I'm actually going to play another beautiful elixir from Almin. And I'm playing all of the 18 elixirs, not all of the 18 elixirs, but three I felt to choose from the 18 elixirs. And I'm playing them. And this one is called The Oracle. Please enjoy it. Just tuning into the show, that was The Oracle from the 18 elixirs that Almin has brought through. It also helps heal allergies and addictions, black and white light frequency, using beautiful alchemical sound to help remove the illusion of allergies and addictions, and probably a lot more than we're aware of. So, on another note, I would like to share with you something that I connected with a beautiful light worker yesterday, and I had to laugh because, you know, someone said to me, did you hear, you know, the audio that Almin put on about freckles? And I said, yes, I did. It was absolutely amazing. And it's a new fragrance for girls everywhere, inspired by a very special young lady named Susie. So I would just like to say that Almin mentioned, here's more like examples of divine synchronicities. Almin had mentioned a sultana costume, and one of my friends was talking about sultana persona or whatever person's name, but the name sultana was mentioned in there, and it was really funny. We were actually having so much fun with this, and we did laugh a lot, and I just thought, wow, it's so amazing how, you know, the infinite can actually, you know works through everyone, obviously, but you know, the humor is just on so many levels as well. It's priceless, and it's really funny, and I absolutely love it. So, you know, you can have a serious aspect, and then you can have a humorous aspect, and, you know, expression, and it's, you know, humorous expression, a serious expression, and depending on what is fitting for that moment. I mean, we did it through fun, and it's amazing how it all ties in with divine synchronicities, and really seeing that there are absolutely no accidents in your environment. Everything is in divine perfection. Absolutely everything. So I am just eternally grateful that, you know, your eyes nearly opened even more on deeper levels. The other thing I would like to mention is the blue moon living goddess archetypes. Now, this is on the 31st of July. I know it's nearly a week and a half, nearly a week and a bit now, but there is the blue moon living goddess archetypes. And you could print these off, the new goddess archetypes. And you could embody these beautiful goddess archetypes. And you could, you know, help them assist you in, you know, helping to remove painful memories from the past. So there was a rare full blue moon. Some people observed this blue moon in physicality. And this reveals pain lingering from past relationships that threatens present ones. The answer to alchemically transmuting these deep reservoir of pain is to incorporate the 12 goddess archetypes. They're given in Journey to the Heart of God, and you incorporate them into your life. And you can actually, they create an alchemical equation for turning pain into deep contentment. So, you know, they actually still have it. It's the goddess archetypes, the original version that were actually on Journey. They were in the book Journey to the Heart of God. And you also have the new goddess archetypes. It's interesting to see the old and the new sometimes, you know. So, you know, you can read 12 of them. I don't know if I have time to read 12 of them, but I will read some of them because I wanted to speak with you about the Book of Runes. The first one I'll read to you this is all from Almin. Understanding the True Sacred Feminine Archetypes. First one, and it's a beautiful sigil. Mikba Horesvi, who used to be known as Panatura, she who breathes life into dreams, fertility, and rapid manifestation results from the cooperative creativity of the masculine and feminine, the combination of quality and quantity, activity within rest. Second one, Virefa Ashena, who used to be Amaterasu. She who gathers gems of inspiration. The past remains as part of the present as its inspiration. This creates inspired living. The next one, Belspa Nivekvi, who used to be Kalima. She who parts the veils, the law of compensation creates a circular movement, like a dog chasing its tail within physicality, since something is always owed in recognizing indivisible fullness, life becomes still. I'll read one more. Kresna Haraspi, who used to be Or Ikala, she who hears the eternal song. The feminine realms lie outside the physical cosmos. the way Inaugural's double luminous cocoon overlap each other. They are both dream bodies. To know the song of the dreamer is to know future trends. Livinet Ashi, body. She who restores dynamic balance through adjusting emphasis. The knowledge that we change the outer world by adjusting the one within is represented by this change. And the next one, Meresh Arestu, hey who ka. She who embraces spontaneous experience, the masculine illusion that there is a need to accumulate knowledge rather than joyfully experiencing unfolding life, is dissolved by spontaneous living. Okay, so I've just read those six for you. And if you want to find more of those, you go to www.spiritualjourneys.com. They are actually a gift to have. You can print them off, keep them somewhere sacred. You can sit down and embody the beautiful wheels and integrate them, and let us try and live them in our lives, transmuting pain to deep contentment. And therefore, it is an alchemical equation of transmuting pain and turning pain to deep contentment. What a gift, that's all I can say. So the other thing I would like to mention to you, I have the Book of Runes in front of me. Yes, I have it, and that is with deep gratitude to another beautiful sister, Peggy, who sent this to me, actually. And I'm going to read something. I actually opened it. I asked the invitation, what is this? You know, I'll open it and see whatever page it comes onto, and we can read these out for our beautiful listeners. And interestingly enough, it opened on the 96 runes of the White Rose. How interesting is that? So, let us, and I think Almeen mentions in some of her books, The Order of the White Rose. So, anyhow, this page opened on 144, and I'm going to read some, if I have time. I'm just going to check if we should be okay for another, yep. Okay, so I'm going to read some of them very quickly to you guys, just to show you how beautiful they are. And, you know, the in-depth meanings that you get with the beautiful cards. And you have a lot of principles and things at the back. And also, tells you how to actually do the spreads of the cards and everything like that. But I would like to mention that those who are, you know, considering doing the rune initiation, it would be worth considering doing the I Am Presence online course with Almeen. It helps prepare you for being initiated into this and becoming a bridge of no time, which also reminds me to tell you that the runes initiations in Europe, Genk in Belgium, will be starting this October, Thursday through to Sunday. So it would be a 3-day intensive with initiations for master and grandmaster of the runes, and it would be so worth going. It's in Belgium. It's presented by Rohir. He's the keeper of the keys for Eastern Europe. I'll say that again. He's one of the keeper of the keys for Eastern Europe. And, you know, I speak many ancient sacred languages. It's one of the beautiful gifts that has occurred since being privileged enough to go to Almeen's sacred retreats. And I just keep getting messages about keys will be given, and to be prepared. And it keeps repeating itself. So, I'm going to prepare, and that's the end of it. So keeper of the keys for Eastern Europe is Rohir, and you can contact him at rohir@almeen.net. The facilitators are Willie and Rena Clarys, keeper of the keys for Western Europe, which is quite interesting. You've got Eastern and Western. So you can contact Willie at anutiama.b, or you can go to the page. And you can also see, go to the page and you can register there. Very exciting times. I have spoken to one of the beautiful sisters who came back from the, unfortunately she couldn't be on the radio show today, but maybe we'll try and get her on. But she came back from Ontario, Canada, and she said it was absolutely profound. And, you know, just feeling what was happening to her body at that same time. So, you know, it is so sacred. What a beautiful gift to have from the infinite. And, you know, Almeen did leave a little message for them for those who are initiated into it afterwards, just a profound gift, it really is. So anyway, without further ado, I would like to read to you some of the beautiful runes on this. The first one is number 33, parallel scenario. Your interpretation of a situation is a total variance with the fact or the way another person views it. It's upside down, be cautious, there are agendas. Number 34, return to simplicity. Any situation can be reduced to one or two questions. Ask what it boils down to. Complexity is sometimes used by others to confuse you and hide true motives and agendas. I thought that was a very, very good one. 35, dynamic geometry. Think out of the box, not allowing old belief systems to bind you to old behavioral patterns. 36, source. Perception is required to discern the eternal principle at work. You are in an archetypal situation in which you represent more than yourself. Number 37, luscious possibilities. Serendipitous events await you. Awareness is key in seeing the endless possibilities before you. 38, challenge. Life has issued a challenge to see if you are worthy of the power it wishes to bestow. Let humility lead you on with impeccability as a shield. Approach the situation with courage. Number 39, the trickster. Goals can be achieved through play. Keep your sense of humor. Fluidity is essential. And 40, influence, which is act with utmost care. Vast ramifications hang on your every action. While considering others, it is crucial to do that which makes your heart sing. So that was page 144 and page 145, which I feel there are no accidents again, you know, and this is from the 96 runes of the White Rose. And there are many other runes in this beautiful book. I'm not going to read them to you, but I'm going to read you maybe one of the titles. You know, you have the 96 runes of the Mother Libraries. So it's really beautiful. What a beautiful gift of sacred alchemy in this beautiful book, the Book of Runes, which also helps to remove ethereal interference and also starbeak interference. It helps cancel it out. Very, very potent. And I also have the Book of Spells, which is such a beautiful gift. You've many spells in there. You've got the fairy magic, you've got dragon magic, lots of beautiful mystical realms all in the one book. So them together, you know, placed on top of each other, you can put them under your bed, place them wherever it is you want in your house. And, you know, the Book of Spells cancels out black magic. The Book of Runes stops and prevents ethereal interference and also star being interference. Which are actually, yeah, they would be less physical. I just feel that there are so many sacred gifts, and it's really about, you know, having the tools even in your home is a blessing beyond words for you and your family, actually. So without further ado, I am now going to play this beautiful, beautiful song from the 18 Elixirs called The Rainmaker. Now, yes, if you're from Ireland, you might be like, oh, no, we don't want any rain. But I love it. And I love all seasons. So I'm going to play The Rainmaker. And I'm really glad that you tuned into this show. And I'm hoping to connect with you again next week. And hopefully this stuff will be resolved with the... otherwise, I will still continue to go through this channel. I send you my love. And I'm eternally grateful to connect with all of you and those who listened and tuned in. Until next week. Enjoy, and I hope you actually got something from this radio show. I hope you take with you something that spoke to your heart or inspired you in some way. And I love hearing from you, so you can connect with me on Roots and Wings on Facebook. Vanessa Power is my name, or on Facebook, Roots, Vanessa Power. So without further ado, enjoy this beautiful, sacred alchemical elixir from Almin.
Ina sama haya hi na uka aya hi na.